It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We got a new friend, Amber, from the Texas County Chamber of Commerce, is with us this morning. And good morning. It's great to have you in.
Thank y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you. And Amber, as we get started, you say originally you're down from Galveston area.
Right.
Did a lot of beaching back in the day, which I spent a lot of time in Galveston.
Did you?
Yeah. Man, lots.
I don't think I've ever been.
Really?
Really.
I've been a lot. I mean, I went when I was a kid, that's where we went. Mm-hmm. Almost every year.
Oh, nice.
For vacation. Then I even went when I got older or whatever. So, yeah, I loved it. And then you went to Huntsville, mm-hmm. did a little college in Huntsville, and then you finished up your degree later on down the line there at A&M Texture Canada during the pandemic.
What an amazing accomplishment. That's right.
Thank
so good.
You.
So
thank you.
You've been working with the chamber for a short amount of time, just yes. a few months. But
that's okay.
What is your position? Official position.
My official position. Yes. The fun person. No, I'm kidding. Director of Partner Development.
Uh-huh. All right. What does that mean?
Director so I am reaching out to new businesses, or they are reaching out to me, and I am gaining relationships and resources for new businesses to join mm-hmm. to be a part of Chamber of Commerce.
All right. So
what a fun position.
Oh, it really
yeah,
is.
It really is. That's one of the better ones.
Yeah, you get to network people together.
It was, and that's what I thought was so cool, because when I first moved here 3 years ago, I knew no one.
Right.
I had no friends, no family here. Yeah. Everybody thought I was crazy to pack up and move so far away. And then I'm like, when I got this position, I'm like, man, I'm about to know everybody.
Everyone.
So it's only been 2 months, but I've met so many people, and it's been so much fun.
I'm yeah. glad.
All right. Talk a little bit about what the chamber does to help out businesses, particularly new ones that are just coming into the town or just getting started from somebody that lives here and started a business.
Right.
What different things do y'all do?
We offer and provide. Mm-hmm. So with your membership, I always say there's some tangible things and non-tangible things. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get within our directory, the email blast, some other benefits that you could do, sponsorships, things like that. But the main thing is that we bring together what I call like-minded people to network mm-hmm. and as a resource for businesses, because we want businesses within our community to thrive and be successful as well. So through engagement and right. events, that's how we make that possible for business owners.
So getting involved, getting together, it helps.
It really does.
Networking helps. It helps yep. you get your business off the ground with a good start.
Right.
That's right.
Instead of maybe just getting off the ground with a slow start.
Right.
Well,
word of mouth works really
sometimes
well.
Sometimes we talk about advertising that way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay,
repetition.
You got a brand new business.
Right.
You want to get that name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Repetition. You know,
repetition,
that's the,
repetition.
You know,
yeah.
And getting the name out there and getting involved. That's part of what we tell them to do. Obviously, you guys help them get in. To take off with a good start.
Yes, for
right.
sure. And that's what I tell them. You know, a lot of times business owners, so the owner, they want to come, they want to network, but again, they're the owner, they're busy, they're swamped. Mm-hmm. So I always encourage, if you can't come, send somebody else
right.
in your place. Send somebody that you know can network for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hand out those business cards, kiss
right.
babies, and shake hands, as I
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
And that's a way to help, too. It's teamwork, but it's also getting your team members mm-hmm. out there on your behalf. And so, like you said, but we've also have people that, you know, they are not as involved, but they truly believe in what Chamber does, and so we may not see them, but we, you know, they're mm-hmm. they're signing up every year, they're renewing, they're upgrading, and that's what we love too. So everybody's
right.
on a different level, as long as remember at the end of the day that the Chamber of Commerce is there to help businesses.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's all about growing the businesses, helping the community,
and improving the community.
Improving the
yeah.
yeah.
That's right.
And speaking of improving the community,
right.
you're talking about your ambassadors and also the Greater Texas County Young Professionals.
Yes.
They're all great to work with.
Oh no. For sure. I could not do my job without them. Like I said, I've only been here 2 months, but they've also been great resources for me. Majority of them have lived here their whole lives, so when I'm not familiar, mm-hmm. you know, I'm picking up the phone and going, hey, I've got a question. Do you know this person? How can
right.
you get me a contact? And that just proves at the end of the day, we literally cannot do business or be successful without help from each other.
Right.
And they've helped me tremendously grow some new accounts in the last 2 months, as well as, like I've said, network myself with these
right.
businesses
mm-hmm.
that have joined way before I even joined. So it's been very nice.
All right. Stick around, because we're going to talk some more with Amber, and some events are coming up.
Yes, they are.
With the Chamber of Commerce, with some businesses and some entities, so we'll talk more about that. And more of the best in most countries coming up as we continue on a Monday morning, August 2nd. It's 75 degrees out there under cloudy skies, maybe some scattered showers this morning, and then much nicer temperatures for the work week, way below what it was
nice.
Last week, so I'm going to love that. 24 hours a day, the best in most countries right here on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yep, quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County just outside Texarkana. We're going to let them be the sponsor of the continued talk with our friend, Amber from the Texarkana Chamber of Commerce, and Director of New Development is kind of what she is. I didn't get that whole spill.
She kind of, you got
partner.
It, right.
Yeah.
Development.
Sure. The director.
The nice lady that answers the phone.
Nice lady
today.
That helps you with your new business. Yes. That's it. And Amber, you got a couple of events coming up. One this week and one in the near future. Speaking of many events that you have, but what's going on the 5th?
On the 5th, we have the Rotary Splash Pad ribbon cutting. So we are finally celebrating the finishing touches of the splash pad, and that'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning. We joke if you want to wear your swimsuit, you can. Hopefully it'll be sunny and bright compared to this morning.
It will be.
And then we've got August 12th. We're excited. We're doing the ribbon cutting for El Frio Express.
Nice.
What is that now? I've heard of it.
So El Frio, the Cold Express, technically, and that is a family-owned business that just started behind Hopkins. If you can't miss it with the bright colors and the Dia de los Muertos all over it. But daiquiris, margaritas. Mm-hmm. Alcoholic, non-alcoholic, totally up to you. But that's going to be at 4:30 August 12th. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to come out, celebrate their opening, network, but stay and have a daiquiri and enjoy downtown.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce has got to be excited about what's going on downtown with the entertainment districts and all that. New businesses are flourishing down there.
Yes, so. We get a lot of calls, especially with the summertime people coming, but the word's getting out that downtown's picking up, and they're excited, and especially the live music. Yeah. That's bringing in a lot of people.
It is. She's not from here, but to know the history of it, I mean, it's kind of like back about, 40-something years ago, when the mall opened up, all the businesses moved north, and downtown just slowly began to, unfortunately, creep into the nothingness.
Yeah.
And it took
wasn't supported to grow.
For a long time, it was just really not much going on down there. And here over the past few years, investors have been putting in their money to open businesses and to get things started. And then they got the entertainment district. And now it's starting to flourish.
Right.
I mean, I drove down there on I think it was a Friday evening not too long ago. And I was a little bit shocked at how many people were milling around downtown. And this was just about dark time. And they were eating, they were talking, they were drinking some beverages or whatever, non-alcoholic and alcoholic.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't ask them what they were drinking. But, I mean, they were just outside having some food and drink and having a good time, and I was amazed at how many people were actually down there.
Yes.
So it's happening, and it's a great thing. And if people are wondering, you know, why is the splash pad having a rededication, it's the fact that they opened it something like 10 or 11 years ago. The Rotary Clubs put it together and have been – and they've been funding the project
and put
a little bit more here, a little bit more there, make it a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And now they finally got it to the point that, hey, it's basically where they want it to be.
Right.
They got all the neat things that you want, picnic tables, shade, a fencing around it, all kinds of great things. So that's why they're having the rededication.
Yeah, and that's just proof right there that working together is so much more successful, even if it takes longer. Yeah. But they steadily have raised money and worked hard for that, and that just proves that's anything in life, right?
Right.
You just got to keep being consistent, dedicated, working together, and then the outcome's going to be amazing. So we're excited.
Yep, absolutely. And it's that's a great thing that splash pad is for families and kids.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is, especially during the hot time of the summer. Place to cool off. Well, Amber, hang around because we'll kind of wrap it up again. And you and her are going to play a little game. I don't know
if
Russell told you.
Fun. Okay.
Yeah, we play a game. It's not physical. It's mental.
No, we don't have to arm wrestle.
It's Monday morning. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, she hadn't had any coffee, but she's got some water. So maybe that'll help. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, and we've got Amber from the Texarkana Chamber of Commerce, who's been in here talking about, well, new businesses, if you are a new business, how you can be helped by the Chamber of Commerce, by being a member, by being involved, getting involved and networking with other people that have businesses going on. It's a smart thing to do.
It really is.
But before we kind of tell them again how they can be involved and get a hold of you, let's play a little game. It's called Yes or BS. I'll give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true or whether it's made-up stuff, Barbra Streisand stuff, BS. And here we go.
Okay.
All right. Fish do not blink. Is that yes or BS? Fish do not blink.
I mean, I've never seen them blink, so I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with that, too. It's like,
Yeah.
I've never seen my goldfish.
Yeah. No. From first-hand knowledge, I've never seen a blink either. So yes, is correct. That is a true statement. You got that one right.
Okay.
It takes 10 seconds for the sound of thunder to travel a mile. Is that yes or BS? 10 seconds for a sound of thunder to travel a mile.
I'm going to say no. I think it's less than that.
Well, I was actually going to I would agree, but maybe my grandmother's been lying to me all these years because she's always said just count. And every time, how many seconds is how many miles away it is. So.
Well, it takes 5 seconds for the sound of thunder to travel 1 mile.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Sound travels.
Yeah. Let's not go outside now.
Exactly.
All right, this one's going to be a little tough because I've never been to Poland. I don't know about either one of you.
No, sir.
The most popular dog name in Poland is Snoopy. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to go with no.
It's not. It's something. It's.
Let's hear you pronounce it, please.
I can't pronounce it, but it's B-U-R-E-K, Burek or something.
Burek. Yep.
B-U-R-E-K. Never.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. A knucklehead, Anna, is actually
yes,
a type
John,
of Harley.
You know this.
Is actually a type of Harley Davidson motorcycle engine. Or it used to be a type of Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Yeah, it is
engine.
Actually. I think.
Well, I'll say yes. Just
go
she
with
was
Anna
confident.
Because
she was confident with that.
She knows lots of useless knowledge, and she likes motorcycles. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Between 1936 and 1947, there was a Harley Davidson motorcycle engine called a knucklehead.
Oh.
How about that? A penny weighs more than a hummingbird. A penny weighs more than a hummingbird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. They're so little.
She was confident, and she's right. She's right. A flea. Just a little flea can jump 1,000 times its own height.
I don't
think I'm going to say BS because that's grossing me out.
Don't be jumping that high.
You are right, but I hate to gross you out and let you know that it can jump 200 times its own height.
That's less than 1,000.
That's like you or me jumping as high
that
as the Empire
exhausting.
State Building.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Months that begin on Sunday will always have a Friday the 13th in it.
I think that's true.
I think so.
It is
that's
true.
Right, yeah.
It is true. And, okay, Anna, we've had this one before, so don't answer. Let the
sorry.
Let Amber try to answer.
I know you have this.
The reason that these male dogs, you know what male dogs, when they have to go pee.
Tinkletown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what they do? They
lift their leg
up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it yes or BS that they do this? They're trying to leave their mark higher so it gives off the message they are tall and intimidating.
Oh, yes. They're alpha.
Because you've seen a little child. She's just like, wow, that's some leverage.
And it is absolutely correct. They are saying, this is my territory.
That's right.
Don't you forget it.
Forget it.
Yes.
Whether the dog is this dog or that
yes,
dog.
Well, yeah.
All right, Amber. One more time. If somebody out there is going to start a new business, whether they be from here or from somewhere else, or, you know, maybe they have an existing business and they haven't been involved in the chamber, but they want to find out more about the good things about the chamber and how they can do it. How can they get a hold of you guys?
Okay, we've got multiple ways. So like us on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us that way. You can call us at 903-792-7191 or go online. There's applications and I will be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeding the application once you fill it out.
Right.
There's also my email address, aadams@texarkana.org, or my favorite, just come to the chamber.
Right.
Walk
just hang
in.
Out.
I'd love to sit and meet with you, and so you've got multiple ways to reach out.
Right. They're there to help you.
That's right.
You business owners, so that we can have a better Texarkana, and it's all about the future, and that's what the future is. That and the younger people with the greater Texarkana young professionals that we love so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a part of being in the future. And once again, you got two events coming up real soon. Tell us what those are.
August 5th, Rotary Splash Pad Ribbon Cutting, and August 12th, Ribbon Cutting for El Frio Express.
Downtown.
It's so much fun.
All right, there you go. Thanks for coming in. It's great to meet you.
Thanks for getting up early.
Yeah, my pleasure.
On a Monday, yeah. And we'll have to have you back in.
Please.
In the near future.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.